Hello again, and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews, where you've got me, the one, the only Movie Deputy, bringing you our second movie of our Halloween series. As you can see right here off to the side, that way, we are talking about The Conjuring 2 today. Now, if you are not a fan of horror movies, these ones might not be for you. Almost assuredly they would not be for you. They're based on true stories of Ed and Lorraine Warren. They are based on their actual accounts. And I know I flubbed yesterday and started reading like the first sentence of this review that had been on Movie Deputy's website, on our own website. But I got that corrected. And to address the question, no, that role right here over here behind me, that one right there, that is not toilet paper. That is a roll of labels. Here, let me show you. I got a couple messages thinking that was toilet paper. Nope, it is literally a roll of labels. So I'm in my office and I do have a thermal printer here and I use labels for different reasons. So no, that is not a roll of toilet paper. I wanted to address that. So being that we had a couple questions, it's like, why do you have toilet paper behind you? That would be why. It's not toilet paper. And I apologize for the tinny sound. I didn't realize until I was all done with my recording that I had one of the settings on my microphone a little bit off yesterday. So my apologies on that. And you're probably wondering about the score and everything on The Conjuring 2. Well, I'm going to get to the score as I always do. And of course, I am giving this a guilty rating. All of our Halloween movies this week will have guilty ratings. And, I can't say for sure about Friday and Saturday because I don't know what I'm watching yet for those. But for the Monday through Thursday, so the four Conjuring movies, yes, all have guilty ratings. This particular Conjuring movie, this is one that, with the thousands of cases that the Warrens investigated, like in our own personal lives, we experience things and we go through things in our life that change us. And this particular experience that the Warrens dealt with was something that stayed with them for the rest of their lives. And that's really saying something considering how many of these events that they dealt with. So let's go ahead and jump in with the trailer on that one. And then, of course, we'll discuss more. Oops, sorry about that.
This is my home. Get out now.
No, this is not your house. Now, what's your name?
My name is Bill Wilkins, and I'm 72 years old.
What do you make of that voice?
Sounds confused. Is he senile?
The voice on this tape is coming from an 11-year-old girl.
Now, that may surprise many of you, and a lot of you are probably immediately thinking possession. And you're not too far off. You're not too far off on there. This case was very, very similar to another story that we know well from Hollywood that we'll explain a little bit more as we get into this.
They're calling it England's Amityville. There is a family that desperately needs our help.
After everything we've seen, there isn't much that rattles either of us anymore. But this one... this one still haunts me.
Lorraine Warren had an ability of things that she touched and people that she talked to and things that she interacted with left marks both on her in a physical sense and an emotional sense. It was almost like the touch see type abilities that some people have of where they touch something and they can see the memories associated with it. Lorraine's ability was something very similar to that. And so parts of this case, they not only affected her mentally, but they affected her physically and in every way possible. And like I said, that stuff stayed with her for the rest of her life.
Does it feel like the voice is coming from inside you?
More like it's coming from behind me. Like I'm being used.
Janet, are you all right?
Stop calling me Janet.
She's such a good girl. What's the wrong with her?
An oppressing spirit will try to force you to commit the ultimate sin.
And what's that?
Murder? Suicide? Or both?
You
if you are sensitive to this type of story, like I said, this would not be the movie for you. It, like I said, it goes very deep into that. If you are if you're sensitive to anything like this, I think it makes it creepier because it is based on a true story.
Believe us, don't you?
Sensing a presence?
I'm not sensing anything.
All I can sense is their own fear.
Honey, you're bleeding. What is happening?
I had a premonition of your death.
Who's that?
The family's just a pawn.
Something inhuman wants to kill you.
If we keep doing this, you're going to die.
Now, if you didn't already realize that, you could probably tell by some of this trailer that these movies are also tied into the Nun horror movies. So The Conjuring, Annabelle stories, The Nun, they're all tied together. The Curse of La Llorona, it's all in the same timeline. It's all in the same interactions with the Warrens. And how that all kind of fits together, you just have to, if you're fans of the movies, you'd have to kind of check that out to see how they all fit together. But if you've watched a lot of these movies and you're like, okay, there seems to be something familiar across them, that would be it. They risked everything to continue their journey and to continue the things that they did to help people through their lives. And through the other Conjuring movies, we get to see kind of part of that process along the way. And in the newest one is The Conjuring Last Rites. And that one was one of the last things that they were ever involved in because of how it affected Lorraine directly. And all of the cases affected her, but nothing quite as severe as the last case did. So, and whether or not that was the very last one that they were involved with, or just one of the most serious ones that really kind of brought an end to everything a little bit, at least to that point. So that's kind of a little bit of information on that. I do want to show with you the this is the poster for the movie right here. Again, I'm going to figure this out. But the poster right there for it is, that's just the regular theatrical poster. And I want to show it. I kind of changed it a little bit for the podcast. And so here, let me go take that off, put this one on. You can kind of see that I kind of chopped it and I moved some of the wording around a little bit and everything to kind of make sure that it would all fit in place. Sometimes I have to tweak these a little bit more than just the basic, just shrinking down the poster so that it fits into the square category for that. Now, you're probably wondering about the original review on MovieDeputy.com, and I want to go ahead and share that with you. So I just got to go over here. So I've got these in a couple different places here on my computer, so I want to be sure I'm getting to the right one on this. And I'm also going to share with you a poem that's in the movie. It's kind of a song as well, so but I will get to that. But the review that was on MovieDeputy.com is as follows. Amityville, one of the most documented paranormal cases in history, is something that most have heard of. Many of you have heard of Have you heard of England's Amityville? It's also known as the Enfield Poltergeist. In the mid-1970s, Ed and Lorraine Warren were called in to consult on a case in Enfield, England. What they encountered while they were there was much more than they had anticipated. A family in Enfield began to experience strange happenings, especially their youngest daughter, whom the entity that was around them seemed to be specifically drawn to. As the Warrens were there to observe what was going on, some things started to expose themselves in an unusual way. The closer that they looked into the details, the more they found. Only it's not as simple as what you can see. They're soon to... I did not write that well. They're about to learn the lesson the hard way. I really did not write that well. So my apologies. This is another look into just a portion of the Warrens' lives and the lives that they had a direct impact on. The Hodgson family would never be the same after this incident. Stay into the credits to see actual images and updates on the family. There is something about this that is definitely darker than anything we've seen from them before. It's definitely not one to see alone. Be prepared to see the paranormal in a way like never before. And then remember, it is based on a true story. Now, in this movie, there's kind of a little song slash poem, and it's kind of hard to make out exactly what it's saying, and so I am going to relay that. It is called The Crooked Man. Now, there's also a movie with this title, and this is a little bit different in that movie, but this is not directly connected to that, even though they share the title. There was a crooked man, and he walked a crooked mile. He found a crooked sixpence upon a crooked stile. He bought a crooked cat, which caught a crooked mouse. And they all lived together in a little crooked house. So that was the original review that I had on Movie Deputy's website. So that's kind of a little bit of an interesting tidbit. Now you're probably wondering score-wise. Well, this one might actually surprise you a little bit, is I'm actually right in the same ballpark that I was for the first Conjuring movie, because, like I said, they just go really deep into what happened. And though it's Hollywoodized a bit, they really stay true to just the creep factor. I mean, it's the total just creep factor on that. And it'll make you jump. Like I said, this is not one that you want to see alone. It's like, especially if you are, if you're sensitive to scary movies at all, this is the perfect week to watch one of these. But if it's over the top, the review is probably about as deep as you want to get into this. The little girl that was affected by this directly, the one that you could hear the voice coming out of when they're saying it's when you hear the old man's voice coming out of the young girl. This happened, and her life has never been the same since. Like I said, if you can get through the movie and stay into the credits, there's a lot of information in the credits about her and about the rest of the family and what happened after all of this was done and how it affected them. So, should you dare to go on this journey, at least that there is some redemption in the end, because though no spoilers, it's like I can't say that it's a happy ending, but it's the family did move on from this, but you don't move on from something like this without carrying it with you at some level. Now, for those who did not catch yesterday's program for the score, I am also giving The Conjuring 2 a 7.5 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. Now, if I was reviewing it from today, if I was looking at this from today, because like I said, I did review this when it came out in 2016, and that's when I applied the score to it. But if I was to review this today, I would probably be maybe closer to a 6.75 or a 7. But since this is the original score that I did assign to it, I will remain with that score, and that is why. I just wanted to kind of explain that a little bit. For those who do not know, a 7 is good story plot with questionable content, memorable. Yeah, these ones are definitely memorable, maybe for all the wrong reasons, but that's up for you to decide. Tomorrow we are going to be talking about The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It. Now, as you can imagine, that one also gets a little bit intense, so I hope that you will come back tomorrow to be sure and catch that one. As always, this is an adventure, and I'm glad you're here to come along on this adventure with me. So I hope you're having as much fun on this Halloween as I am, and I would love to hear about your Halloween plans. If you would like to share them with me, feel free to submit the contact me on moviedeputy.com directly at moviedeputy@gmail.com, or just use the hashtag movie deputy and on social media, and I will be notified that way as well. So I look forward to hearing from all of you, even if it's just about something simple like toilet paper, which of course that isn't, but I mean, it's just kind of something silly on that. But it was just like, it's just one of those things. But I do, I love the feedback, and that's why I wanted to kind of address that as well. But as always, I hope you're having a wonderful week, and I will be back soon. Bye-bye.